Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Willa White. I am your host. This is my show, Wednesdays with Willa. It's a podcast show that airs on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, and also broadcasts through the Lilydale Radio program, which is blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. So two ways to tune into the show every morning. Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Every morning would be too much of a commitment for me. So on my show, it's a spiritual conversation. I typically have a special guest on the show, and we cover topics relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And today, as my special guest, I have Barbara Sanson.
Thank you so much for asking me back. Well, I just love to come because we're kind of kindred souls to one another.
We are.
And, folks, we do even color coordinate, if you notice.
I love color coordinate. I love it.
And so
it's the girl in me, I think.
It's the girl in me, and that's way back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the girl's still there.
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed it is. And I'm so grateful to have you on the show. You know, Barbara, I think you've been on a couple times before this. And
yes, thank
we
you.
We always have wonderful healing topics that we discuss. And the way my show is set up is that I have them come into my home, and we sit at the table, and we have a spiritual conversation that you all happen to be taking part in as well. You're listening at the table as well. So it's a very special experience to share with you every week. And for those of you who don't know who Barbara Sanson is, you are going to love her because she's a registered Lilydale medium and the chairperson.
Yes.
Is that the right term?
That is beautiful.
Chairperson of the Healing Committee, mm-hmm. The Healing Temple Committee.
Yes.
And so you do a lot with the making the Healing Temple happen, especially in the summer season.
Yes.
That's
yes.
your focus.
Yes, especially.
And the Healing Temple is under renovation right now, but it's come along, and it should be ready for the summer season.
We do pray that happens. I'm sure it will.
Yes.
It's going to be lovely, really lovely.
And so, Barbara, you, just to kind of give them a little background about this, as far as the Healing Temple goes, you really help coordinate that the healers will be there for the different healing services.
Yes.
And in the summer, there are three services a day.
Yes, technically there are two, and then there's the morning meditation.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are three opportunities, ceremonies going on there. And then during the week, a couple of the mediums have additional evening services after the Healing Temple service. So it's a very busy place. Lots of things occur.
Yeah, there are a lot of different things to do in the summer season. So if anybody's interested in the 2019 Lilydale Summer Season Program, you can look at it online in the LilydaleAssembly.org website. You can see the daily events, the weekly events, the registered mediums. You can see the workshops. You can register for them. And you can also get a paper copy if you're one of, like me.
I
like paper.
Yes.
I love flipping and circling what I like.
Yes.
To go to.
And they do promote some specials before the actual opening of the summer program.
That is true.
So you who might be listening might want to check that out, please. It would only support you
and
help you along a little.
Absolutely. Yes. They have different workshops in the off-season as well. And so Lilydale summer season starts June 21st this year, a week earlier than usual. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a 10-week season this year. It's the 140 years for Lilydale.
It's amazing to me. And we don't look 1 year older,
do
we?
No, we don't.
Yes, 140 years.
Fountain of Youth discovered here.
No.
But, you have not aged in all the years. I've been in Lilydale a long, long time. And it's like, what's going on here?
Oh, so you are so
certain people
kind.
don't age, I notice.
Willa, your words are healing to me
today. Oh, there we go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome.
That's
it's
lovely.
True. It's the truth, though. And so, Barbara, you do workshops off-season, and you also have the summer that you'll be doing workshops
Yes, if you look, folks, in the catalog or go online, I am offering three different workshops this summer and one in August that is an extension of some of what we're talking about today.
There you go.
Is the power of words.
Yes, the power of words. So with the power of words, the topic today is the power of healing words.
Right.
It's especially important that we focus in the intention behind words.
Absolutely.
So take it away, Barbara.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my friend. One of the things I want to start with in awareness for all of us is that Dr. Emoto, who is in the spirit side of life, several years ago, took time to investigate the molecules of water, and they were blessed over. They had words that were put over them. People did experimental exercises with that. And what they found was simply that the water changed its structure.
Mm-hmm.
The water changed the molecular structure and was either empowered or carried a more negative charge, if you will, in some of the other words that they did. Well, that kind of like, I would say, birthed forth the baby of awareness in the power of words for, I'd say, mainstream world.
True, true.
But I want to take it to even a little bit deeper level this morning and talk about how significant, excuse me, a vibration or an energy or measurement of words can be in the work that we do as mediums,
mm-hmm.
being healers, ministers, and also the healers that work at the healing temple in spiritual healing. You know, folks, we take our words wherever we go, and sometimes if there's a very long line at the grocery store or the gas station or the bank, sometimes our thoughts and maybe even our words aren't so encouraging.
Grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble. But the opposite, the incredible awareness here today, this morning, is the absolute opposite is true when we talk about the frequency or the energy measurement of words that are spoken in love and positive thought. So when they measure words, they measure the speed of the word, as you sometimes see in recording and technology.
The peaks and valleys of that.
Right,
the frequency.
Right. They talk about the frequency of it, how that's measured. Is the measurement dense, or is it the wave or the rays spread out? A word can, of course, as you know, in words, some words have more than one meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes, if you will, your timbre, your cadence, the volume that you're speaking, the tonality of your voice, that also is so very, very important in how we talk today. And especially when we would all understand that, if we would be talking to loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, but also the healers at the healing temple are especially reminded that how we present ourselves and how we speak to the people who come have an immediate effect on are they opening their consciousness or are they not.
Yes.
But this also applies, ladies and gentlemen, not just to the healing temple. This applies to everything that we do. So what I have that I just want to give a little reference to that I think is fascinating, there was a study about the vibration and the impact on a vibratory scale of cycles per second in measurement about how words go by us. And as you know, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but some people talk so fast, I just kind of look at them and go, uh-huh. I don't know what they said, but uh-huh. You know, some people talk so fast, especially telemarketers on the telephone. You understand, people talk so fast today. And my first message of love and harmony in words is, let us all slow down, speak with clarity, and if we don't want to speak because sometimes, as Abe Lincoln said, it is better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt. Sometimes silence
yes.
is the golden egg.
Yes.
And so we need to be clear, clear communication, not only to the people outside of us, but when we are clear inside
mm-hmm.
of us,
mm-hmm.
it makes us be more heart-centered, more soul-filled, have better communication and clarity that we have approached a topic or something in the right manner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about empowerment of the energy of words. And I'm going to start with the word that is measured on a 1,000 cycle, and that is God, supreme, divine, creator,
God.
Divine intelligence, whatever we call it, but God is measured at 1,000. Next, under that comes some very important words, and I hope that this inspires you to use them and say them. First of all, however, we must set our intention and indeed, truly, let them come out in a meaning and a resonance of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So the next words are gratitude, blessing, empowerment, and another word that's very an old word on the planet, freedom. Freedom. You see?
Freedom, yes.
And we might not think how high they resonate because sometimes we speak them, sometimes we just think them. But those words have been around for a very long time. And we know that when we have gratitude for someone or somebody or healing or the person sitting for the healing, thank you, God, may this person receive the very highest good for them and their lives. And then we just say, may peace be yours, have a good day. That sends a person off, again, on a higher resonance of energy. Whether they keep it, we don't know that. But they certainly, certainly use it and take it in.
Yes.
And you can often see a person sitting in a healing venture chair and they just go, because you've said something loving and kind and congruently, I would encourage everyone, congruently, honestly, openly, with depth and certainty, mean those words.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the next words we come to are appreciate. That resonates in at 780. And so when I call someone or something, I will say, thank you. I appreciate your help today, your offer. It's a love vibration,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Don't we all want to hear that somewhere, sometime in our life,
absolutely.
That we have been appreciated? So I'd say don't put it in your wallet or in a little savings bank or in a book somewhere on the shelf.
Don't be stingy.
Yeah, use these words. So the next word is enlightenment at 700. And from there we go down to peace and joy and some words like love, happiness, enthusiasm. Come in at 500. Hope and optimism come in at 400. And then we start to go down the list, and I'll just mention a few of them. Neutrality. The word neutral, if you will, resonates in at 250. So neutrality is the middle of the measurement, if you would, being neutral in the center of...
Kind of like on the pH scale.
Yes, kind of. And I would...
But it's farther down than you would think neutral would be.
Yes, it
if
is.
If you're thinking that God is 1,000 and neutral is only 250.
Yes, so...
Wow.
What I was thinking about this earlier this morning, so... Folks, my answer to you in healing words for you might be, I don't know right now. Instead of saying, I can't make up my mind and just leaving it, I would put a little ending on that. I'm not sure right now. Right now, because it gives you the permission and the thought form and the energy from the universe to make another choice. And if you walk away from somebody and say, no, I don't know, right, I don't know, then it starts, I mean, you're slinking down into lower energy.
I mean, you're right, because when you ask a person a question, so what do you want for dinner, or what do you want to do about this major thing in your life, or whatever it is.
Exactly.
It could be a minuscule thing, or it could be a gargantuan thing. And if they say, I don't know, and it's in that tone.
It is.
You know, it's not, I don't know. If I don't know, they're frustrated,
yes,
usually when they say I don't know.
Yes, and so that leaves whoever cooking the dinner to make whatever they want, which could be a lesson for the person that
said
I don't know.
That's right. You didn't weigh in. You didn't vote. You didn't give an appropriate
That's
voice.
Right.
But I guess I'm still shocked that neutrality would be 250.
Yes,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. And
but love and happiness, belief and truth is 500, and
yes,
God
is
a thousand.
Yes.
So,
wow. I know. Isn't it amazing?
I'm amazed at these numbers.
Well, love, remember, love takes on a lot of connotation. It takes on a lot of meaning. It doesn't always mean romantic, personal love.
This is true.
If you listen to, I loved that ice cream soda. Oh, I just love that movie. You know, I mean, people use love in so many ways.
Really?
And they may mean it, of course. Of course they
But when
mean.
You say God is love.
God is love. You are upping the vibration.
You're upping that.
Almost doubling it.
You just squared it.
So my little personal little secret for me, and I will share it with you, is when something has gone well for myself or a person, and especially what I do as a healer at the Healing Temple, when I finish the healing before the person actually gets up and leaves, I say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Three times. Blessing the person to the highest good that I have awareness, but also I don't just say it to sound nice. I say it back to the person that they would actually, because I'm in front of them holding their hands at a comfortable distance, and
yes,
just they're opening their eyes.
She's always aware of space.
And she's looking, and they're looking, and I'm saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, in the right tone. It goes to them. It absolutely, it doesn't permeate the space. Their heart energy magnetically is pulling that
responsive
in.
Responsive to it.
And so they are taking those words with them. We always have that choice. We can take healing words with us. We can reject words that aren't healthy,
mm-hmm,
and positive for us.
So, you know, it's the same thing with mediumship. We have an opening prayer. We have a closing prayer.
Right.
And in the closing prayer, there's gratitude expressed.
Absolutely.
There's appreciation.
Absolutely.
There's love.
And you are giving
that
to those people,
mm-hmm,
who are,
mm-hmm,
working with you and God or spirit.
Absolutely.
Yes. So then the other thing is that I say to all of us, and it's just a little reminder today, of course, to be mindful how we do use those words. And sometimes we have to give our permission ourselves just to kind of take a breath and think about in clarity how we'd like to say something. Some people are very eloquent and very lovely and more, I'd say, skilled,
mm-hmm,
at using words, and other people feel a little apprehensive.
They're daunted by it.
Yes, yeah. And so I would just simply say, remember, ladies and gentlemen, a blessing of gratitude. The word gratitude is not male or female, okay? It's gratitude is a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is an isness. So that's an easy one. Just say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have gratitude for you today. Please and thank you are beautiful words with loving vibrations, and they only do good, not only for the speaker, but for the receiver.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Because with healing and with any conversation, there's a giving and receiving portion of that.
Absolutely.
There's an exchange of energy that goes on.
And sometimes people are... even people who've been to the temple many, many times or have received a healing, many, many times in different ways,
mm-hmm.
whether it's here or any other organization. They might just need a personal little encouragement this very day, this very moment. So I always, and it isn't necessary, but I like to ask a person's first name. I don't need to know their last name. I don't need to know where they live, where they've come from. I just simply ask them, with respect, again, may I have your first name, please? You see, rather than what's your first name, may I have your first name? And you will say, Willa. And I'll say, Willa, thank you so much for coming and being a part of the healing service today. Right away, how would that make you feel, ladies and gentlemen?
So much graciousness.
It would make you feel, oh, I can sit there and receive. So and it isn't about me, folks. You can say that to yourself. Sitting down in the quiet of your living room or bedroom or den or wherever, and even at the dentist's office, believe it or not, waiting for an appointment, you can sit there and you can close your eyes just for a minute and say, thank you for the inside of you. You don't have to say it outside. Thank you for the blessings of my life. Thank you for leading me to a well-skilled doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Yes, you're. That's an affirmation that you're.
That's right, right.
You're affirming that the divine has something amazing in store for you.
That's right.
And you're accepting that with gratitude.
Yes.
And with love, and knowing that God is doing a lot of the work, and that your part of the work is to accept that love.
Indeed. So,
yeah.
Willa, I just love that you and I are so in sync. Thank you
we
so
are.
Much. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we don't think of these things. But that's why we're here this morning talking
yes.
about this, because our world needs a lot more kindness, kindness from within us, and also kindness in the way that we see. And we have the choice of stepping aside, not engaging. I don't know what I want for dinner right now. See? It doesn't shut it down. I don't know what I want to do about that situation right now, but I'm giving myself and my cells and the structure of my body
mm-hmm.
permission to go to another place and keep that open, and I may change my mind.
Yes.
Okay. You see, we are much too final with our words. We are much too deliberately, often, ladies and gentlemen, cutting ourselves off. And, you know, I don't think that was ever the message of the masters.
No.
Never.
No.
So.
Well, you know, healing work and what Barbara's describing, in many ways, what the phrase that comes to mind is energy etiquette.
That's right.
That's
I like that.
Energy etiquette, people.
Wow. That's a beautiful way to put it. You know, when you think of our voice, and the evolution of human life on this planet, you know, the human body occupying the space to complete the mission of the soul, if you will. And so our voices over many millions of years have changed. We've sat at the campfires, we've chanted, we've howled, we've sung, yes, there's so many interpretations
yeah.
of energy. And, of course, that has been a way often of raising energy or invoking sometimes high vibrations out of people. And spiritualism in its more early stages did a lot of, I believe, singing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
and
raise the vibration.
Yes. We don't often do it quite as much as we did maybe 100 years ago,
yeah, yeah.
but it still does go on because songs of love are wonderful to sing,
mm-hmm.
you see,
mm-hmm.
and it opens our heart. But to get back to what I'm saying about people, I believe, don't spend the awareness because they forget to spend the time in communicating to another what they might really mean,
mm-hmm.
and then the other people or parties have to, like, get a hold and, like, extract it, if you will, you know, like you're pulling a hem on a garment or something,
yes.
to get the answers that are truthful, that are honest.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things depend on the power of words. And when we use them in healing, I think, be it a medium or being a spiritual healer or a minister or even a student, it sets forth the betterment within you. It's opening you first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to the party or the places that it's needed, and it's projecting a radiance of love or harmony or balance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Things only get better when you do that.
Well, we are responsible for the energy we bring to a situation.
Right?
It's not about what happens. It's how we react to it. Right?
Exactly.
So it's important that we do have this energy etiquette, as I will call it now.
Yes.
And the healing words are very much
yes.
a part of that.
Yes.
And I like that you explain about how that intention behind the inflection of the
absolutely,
words.
Absolutely.
How often do people say, oh, I received this text, this email, and I think the tone is bad. Flags! Oh! I'm offended!
Yes.
People get really into the heightened mode
yes.
of this,
and
or they
texting.
Read too much into it. And that's not necessarily how it was meant.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And so there can be such misfiring of your emotions and forming an opinion or replying by email or text or I'm going to call them right now, you know. And it was like last week, I believe, there was something I wasn't clear about. I got an email that was important in a business situation, and I thought, I'm not going to take this the way it's written. So I just actually picked up the phone and spoke to the person that had sent me the email and got a lot more clarity about how I was going to reply
mm-hmm.
to this request. And it helped me a lot to understand
yeah.
what they were really talking about. The same folks, and I'll tell you, this is a very beautiful, very healing situation. The same is true if you have the blessed experience of helping your loved ones or loved ones, if you will, or people cross over.
Mm,
this does
mm-hmm.
happen is for ministers
yeah.
or hospice, and spiritual healers and mediums are often at times called in to help and assist. I think one of the most blessed experiences I had as a younger person when I was first a medium was to lean over to the person that was lying in the bed, because death was imminent at some point in the future.
Yeah.
I had no idea when. But I whispered in her ear, there is something so soothing about coming close and putting your voice from your heart and whispering in someone's ear. Now, I'm not always talking about death at this second.
Right.
But
right.
like babies,
mm.
your grandparents, your children, your loved ones, and saying something loving and gentle. That, do you know, folks, that goes absolutely into their heart chakra?
Yes.
Instantly. And I want to tell you, these things help our hearts work to its optimum fullness and goodness. So I leaned over to this woman in the bed, and I very gently said to her, if you are feeling full and complete with your children and your family, God is awaiting you. It will be all right if you choose to leave. You see, folks, I didn't tell her what to do.
Right.
I merely said,
if
it will be all right if you choose to leave. And I also told her, resting her shirt as my part as a minister, that for this lady, her children had heard her,
mm.
and they were loving her. And really, she passed the next day.
Yes.
The next day. And that was a blessing in her suffering. So I never forgot that. And then with my dear lady who was like my spiritual mom, who was right here in Lilydale, I leaned over to her and said, "We're all here. We're all sending you love. You have completed a most honorable mission here." And she did believe that she came from a certain place, so I will put this in here and say, it is all right for you to go home to the Blue Star. It is okay. Less than one day she passed. In fact, I think she passed the very next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so relieved because she too, no one wants to see their loved ones suffer.
No.
Or suffering, let me take it up now out of that place and say to you all, suffering at any level, you see? So when we read an email that we're not really, really sure, whoa, what does that mean? Let us, in our own hearts, as instruments of God, let us not assume that it means something negative and unresourceful. Better still, call them on the phone or send them back an email and ask them, please, can you help me understand? Help me understand this by explaining this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are healing words.
Yes, they are. They are. I agree.
Yeah. So words can, through customs, you know, customs of cultures, customs that we have done in tradition of holidays, if you will, consciousness, if you will, as the earth has evolved in energetic waves of consciousness. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm not making fun of anything, but of course the unresourceful public language when our recent president was elected, that was like, seriously, folks, a very testy time. So I pray that people, that's one universal example. There's many. But let us pray that people are more mindful of how they are treating themselves because, ladies and gentlemen, a natural law, what goes around comes around. And if you project these things out, it's going to, in some way, not exactly that way, but it will. The energy will find its way back to you.
Right, the spiritual natural law, the
That's
law
right.
of attraction, the law of resonance, the law of personal responsibility, law of karma, law of creative reality. There's so many spiritual
yes.
natural laws, but those would ping, ping, ping on those.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. And our voices and our words do have, if you will, a life of their own as they have they done research with the vibrational frequency of words
yes.
and how it is used. And when I think about that specifically, I think about keeping the openness of a beautiful future for all of our children, grandchildren, and those we don't even know, the children that come to the healing temple
mm-hmm.
to learn hands-on healing.
Barbara teaches during the Children's
yes.
Week. She teaches healing with the children at the healing temple. They get to have that opportunity to give love and light.
Well, there are a few of them that are a little overzealous, if I would say. But it's their enthusiasm at work.
Yeah.
And the children, they so understand if you take the time to not be out here with your consciousness, but to be in your heart center and speak to them through your heart center, not as if you were a child and silly, but as if they were as respected by you as anyone else or anything that was honorable and sacred to you. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, they get it? And when they get up to practice this little, very simple healing technique that they are taught, they absolutely, they put their hands on their heart, they put their hands on the person's shoulders, and they speak with love. That is not a very difficult exercise. sometimes I
so
like,
simplistic.
I like to remind some of the adults that they can do that.
Oh. People try to complicate the energetic process so much, it seems, when it just comes down to the basics. And, you know, speaking to someone's soul, it's not necessarily about speaking to their conscious self. So
that's right.
In your example of speaking to the woman just before her passing,
yes.
The two ladies, actually,
yes.
You were speaking to their soul,
right.
Not their conscious self.
Right.
And I've done that myself as a hospice volunteer and with members of family that were preparing to pass. And if you don't feel that they're necessarily in their body, it's also very helpful. If they're just kind of
so
hovering, that you speak to their souls. But then when you're talking to people who are in their body,
yes.
And you still need to sometimes bypass that conscious self.
Yes.
Speaking to their soul, whether they are in your physical presence or if they are absent from you and elsewhere in the world, you can still speak to them on that vibrational frequency level. And that's another reason why our loved ones of spirit can find us.
That's right. Because they're attracted by that cadence and that tonality and
yes.
The soul. Absolutely.
And they can hunt you down wherever you go.
Yes.
With love.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But I think sometimes we, as living extensions of the spirit of life, the divine, and the human experience living, the soul living in the human experience, I think sometimes we absolutely expect and look for so much validation from our spirit loved ones. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's not like they're not present when we call them in the higher words
yes.
of the vibration. And that's another thing I want to remind you of today. When we speak these higher words and we don't feel things such as, let me just say, worry, doubt, discouragement, fear, grief, but they're all real emotions, and sometimes we call our loved ones in asking them to help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is so much better that we might do this. I'm not telling you to do it. It's a suggestion. And I would say, Mother, Father, if it is today, the blessings of higher consciousness for me and for you, please come closer in love. Well, I speak with you from my heart. I am listening. I am listening. I have love and gratitude for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can almost say that over 75% of the time, people will get a response. Now, it may not be what you think. You're thinking, oh, they're going to talk to me and tell me where the money is, you know. No, I'm not just making. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, let us not always count on a verbal word for the absolute of our spirit loved ones.
That's right.
Yes.
It has to do with the feeling behind it.
That's right.
The love that is present
That's
in
right.
those moments. And it's not about crack the code.
That's right. And sometimes our loved ones will perhaps not offer an auditory word back that we identify or recognize, but the wave, remember, just like we talked about measuring the frequency of these words, the wave of love or God consciousness will absolutely permeate the room you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Please do understand that that is a spirit of love reaching to you to give you love and comfort.
Yes, absolutely.
You may talk to them. Maybe they can reply in time. Maybe
it takes practice.
That's right. But they're there.
Yes.
And so I encourage people to learn that and understand that and just bless it, because it is a wonderful way also of saying, thank you, Mother. I know you are near. I
mm-hmm.
am blessed. Today.
Yes, and the more you give gratitude, the easier it is to continue to receive.
Absolutely.
That's of course, a spiritual principle that's at work in all of our lives. And, you know, if any of you have had some special spiritual words that have really been crucial to you, I ask that you go ahead and post them on the in the Facebook feed now. What were the powerful healing words that you spoke or that someone spoke to you that resonated so deeply in your soul that you felt them on that energetic level and that you still carry so powerfully in you?
Thank you, Willa. What a beautiful reminder
for
all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful. One in a recent session with someone, she was quite distraught about family, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I said to her, and I said it quietly and lovingly, and I looked right in her eyes and I said, where did you ever get the idea that you are responsible for any of your family's lives? God never told you that.
Right.
God said to love them and help them if you can. But God has never said, oh, so-and-so, you are responsible for everyone else. I said, please, I want you to consider this.
Yes.
Well, she came back to me and she said, I have boulders lifted off of my shoulders.
Yes.
I said, thank you, God.
Freedom.
Freedom. There we go.
You got the freedom
that
word.
That 900 word, gratitude, freedom.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Well, I often talk about the understanding of what is your spiritual homework and what someone else's.
Beautiful. Correct.
Because if you try to do someone else's spiritual homework, they don't ever get to the source within themselves about this. Then the universe can't put the check mark next to the name.
That's
so
right.
They, of course, give it back. Oh, they haven't done their homework.
Over and over and over.
And you're like, I just fixed that for them, or I thought I did. And,
yes.
And so that's why it's so important that people embrace their own level of healing. Now, can you sit for healing for someone else and they receive healing? Absolutely.
Absolutely, without
absolutely.
Question.
Things can change. But there has to be a frequency within that individual you're sitting for healing for that is a receptive space.
Yes.
And sometimes people's conscious selves, as I like to call them, get in the way because they're entranced or influenced by illusions of separation from God or their higher selves, and frequently they're suffering.
Very much so.
And so that's why when we think about our people here on the earth plane that are in need, that we don't think of them in terms of all that worry. You know, there's that worry prayer and faith prayer.
Yes.
So you can say, oh, I'm so worried about so-and-so. Can you make this happen and that happen? And it just has that anxious space and anxious energy and the anxious words.
Oh, my gosh.
But when you move
sure.
into faith prayer, you say, I recognize I'm worried about so-and-so or such-and-such. I give this worry up to you, God, and I have faith and I trust in the journey. And there's an empowerment.
Yes, because
you know,
lifted
because
it.
Of the word choices with this.
Yes. And I'm just kind of absolutely congruent with Willa in saying that the word worry is at 175, folks, 175. And it is something that we all say sometimes, and we all do. But I would encourage all of us to take a breath, stop for just a moment. My concern is great. Lift up my heart. Divine essence, God, and blanket them in the light of love.
In the light of love. Absolutely. That's beautiful.
People come to the healing temple, and it's very normal.
Oh, of course.
Because we are conditioned. I am worried about my son. I am worried about this. So what I would say to someone is, may I have your son's first name? And they would give it to me. And I say, let us then hold him in love and happiness, a moment of his happiness in the light of God. And my dear lady, I am reminding you that worry is so heavy and burdensome for you. Will you not also receive today in the name of love?
Brilliant.
Both for yourself
and
for your son. Oh, yes, I will. I said, thank you, God.
Because that's where the healing needs to happen,
yes.
within the individual.
Yes.
Because when you ask God, what can I do about a situation, all you could do is clean and clear the energy within yourself.
Yes.
To make room for other things so that you can use and invest that energy wisely instead of sending it down the rat hole of worry.
That's right, Willa. Very good.
And so it's beautiful when you, even if you do have legitimate concerns about your loved ones, you know, sometimes it's truly legitimate.
Yes.
And, yeah, worry makes sense on
yes,
some levels.
Yes, and
because,
we don't always know the outcome
yes.
of a situation. We do not.
But then there's that place within you that says, the most important thing I can do is trust in their journey, to hold that space for them and trust in that ultimately,
mm-hmm.
and lovingly and firmly deal with them.
That's right.
Yes. So
good
I think
words. Well, a good
thank
word.
Thank you. Good word.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people are, can be very wrapped up in it. And at different points in our lives, we all can. And I think that's where frequently I call it eating spiritual food. To
yes.
grab up a,
yes.
a devotional or a spiritual book and you read some of the sentences and you can feel that and all those words being infused like you are steeped in the tea of spirit. And you can feel it infiltrating and clearing off any of the residue you
absolutely.
Might have felt
absolutely.
That is no longer necessary. So it brightens and cleans, clears, and
yes,
radiates
yes, yes.
from within you outward again.
Simply perfectly well said. And just adding a little sentence, I would say also, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you are distressed or worried, as you say you are, do not go to bed with those thoughts upon your heart, your soul, and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Give them to the essence of life, the spiritual healers that help as angels
yes.
or teachers. Give it to God and let the quiet time of your rest be assured that love is at work when you've asked.
See, I think that goes back to the... And I agree. I think it goes back to the concept of the old ways of doing things where people would say prayers when they woke up. They would say prayers during the day, and they would say their bedtime prayers, too.
That's right.
And that's something that I encourage with my children as well. That, you know, when you're praying, you're giving gratitude for the experiences
yes.
that you're having and to letting go of the things that may be plaguing your mind.
Absolutely.
And
correct.
So those bedtime prayers are really important to reset, to reframe within yourself your spiritual connections with what is preceding.
Absolutely.
And to allow yourself the knowledge that with your rest will come a new day.
Beautifully
and
said.
New inspirations of things that will help you, the angels that will show up in your life to alter circumstances when you're in the flow of God's will. So, you know, I think that's essential with all of that.
So well said, Willa. Intention and,
yes.
and affirming it in your heart.
So yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I think if the world did that, we certainly could move along and transform some of the energy that has imbued and set forth in different pockets and places.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, I learned that we cannot really eradicate evil. What we can do is, as compassionate people in the right wording of our prayers, send love to those places.
Yes.
The love, the energy of love, which is a very high vibration, will alter the negativity of
mm-hmm.
the evil. It might take 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 30 seconds. We don't know.
That's right.
But when we have a lot of people praying or sending love in their healing thoughts to places and spaces such as disasters or adversities, it's amazing. In the next moment, you'll see on the news how the Army, the Corps of Engineers, Red Cross. The next thing you know is people are flooding there to to help them.
Yes, flooding with love.
Yes, flooding with love, not with negativity.
Yeah.
And that is so important.
Well, you know, through tragedy, sometimes that is what galvanizes the person. It's a catalyst for raising
their consciousness.
And so frequently I've noticed through the years watching other people and myself that that's what you start to find, that the true foundation is your soul, your spirit, and that greater power of love. And it will lift you up out of perceived depressions and tragedies that you have.
Well, I just say to you folks, depression is at 50, and the word gratitude, God consciousness, and love are way, way up, much higher than that.
What's this word here?
Guilt.
Guilt?
Guilt
okay.
is at 30.
See. 30. Ooh. I can't see guilt. No. That's so funny.
Holy cow.
But that, yeah, 30. And then it says shame and despair are 20.
Yes, and of course the one that is the last is the transition from the human life to the spiritual life. As we would look at the body, not the spirit, we would look at the body and say that it is no longer functioning in response.
And there's no response.
Yes.
Flatline.
Flatline, yes.
With
yes.
all of this. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't that
sweet?
Beautiful, beautiful people touching in with loving comments. We are
so very
grateful, and we thank you for that so
Absolutely.
Very much.
So I think we just have a couple minutes. We need to, I know we've gone through the different numbers of resonance with certain words, and they're powerful effects.
They are.
And, you know, certainly something with our, within spiritualism, our healing prayer.
Yes.
Those words are designed.
They absolutely are.
To comfort, and that we each do our part. So we choose our words, and we choose our intention behind
yes.
them.
I ask. It has to come from me, from within.
Yes.
I ask.
Yeah,
you know, that's the first two words. And, of course, in several other religions, it is a reference of I am.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
I am.
In the light of God. So I ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is in all sincerity and honesty, you see. And then it brings you back down to the ray of truth that is within you, heart, soul, speaking. And also in the wisdom of your pineal gland
mm-hmm.
and the energy that goes forth from you, we ask the great unseen healing force.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And so.
And for some people, that is seen healing force.
Yes.
For most people, it's unseen. I think that's why that word's
well,
in there.
Well, and some people do see, yes.
Yes.
That's what makes us so beautiful
yes.
as people.
We certainly
so,
have
so
that.
Incredible. But just to kind of sum up one little thing I would also say to folks is that when we have words, they can also become, if you will, our own little mantras.
Mm-hmm.
Just our, and you can make yours to the level or degree of consciousness or love or
yes.
healing that you are thinking. One of mine is healthy, wealthy, vibrant, and whole.
Mm.
Those are the words that I repeat. Thank you, God. I am healthy, wealthy. I'm not talking necessarily always about physical money. I am healthy, wealthy, vibrant, and whole.
Yes,
and
it covers the ground.
Four words that I do a lot when I'm walking.
Yes.
You know, or when I'm thinking about things that might be big challenges
well,
that we have to work on.
When we have movement, we can flush out things
yes, very
that we
much
no longer
so.
Need, and we can also then input
yes.
what it is a healing concept.
Thank you.
What is a healing energy mm-hmm. in those times. So I think that's what's so powerful in the action of moving forward
right.
when we're saying it. So is a mindfulness exercise.
Yes.
When we do these things. So very powerful. This is
I know it's really, really interesting. And one of the things I say often to people is, are you existing or are you effective? You know?
Two different E words.
And, of course, it drops them down into trance a little bit. But people, we are human. I am you, you are me. We are sisters and brothers in the journey of life. And sometimes we need a loving moment to say, oh my God, am I existing through this situation, or am I moving forward in this situation and becoming effective? Maybe not for everyone, just for myself. Effective in the highest balance for myself. Then perhaps I can be, you can be the conduit for other things that may occur. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Beautifully said.
Yes.
So many beautiful words today on the show.
There we go. Healing words.
Healing words. We believe in that so strongly.
I do have one little thing to remind people of that I absolutely love. It is somewhat of a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and it was said long ago that the unattainable fulfillment is not often explained by words. Sometimes the inaudible language speaks of the heart. And so we also want to remember, as much as we love words and we ponder on saying the right words at the right time, nothing takes away from the magnificence and the beauty of the energy of heart interactions with one another, loved ones, people we don't know, and people that we will meet and greet in our path. So, ladies and gentlemen, do be mindful. Love your words, love your heart, love your life.
Oh, beautifully stated. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
My goodness. What a beautiful show it's been.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm grateful that you could be on today and share such powerful healing words with us.
Thank you.
I think people who have felt that, felt the healing that have come from either energy or words spoken, or even sometimes words unspoken, unsaid.
Yes.
As
yes.
you said, the unaudible,
yes.
because energy doesn't lie, and you can feel ultimately a healing presence that sometimes you can't express in words. Sometimes there are no words.
That's right. That is
explain
very
what
true.
you're feeling.
It's like saying, "I don't know right now." So the right now is be good to yourself.
Yes.
You'll know which road to take, which pathway to cross, which words to say or not to the people, but you are taking good care of you and loving thyself as God divinely loves you.
Yes, and how powerful to meditate on that word, God. Yeah, like you said, it's 1,000.
Mm-hmm. 1,000.
That tops the system. It kind of blasts out the top of it.
Yeah, it does.
It's very beautiful. Well, thank you so much. And I want to mention two things coming up. One, I am the Sunday speaker. This Sunday, May 19th, I will be at the Lilydale Spiritualist Church. And the service, because the Healing Temple is under construction, the service will be held in the Octagon Building. This is 8-sided building. It's very
amazing
special
place.
And a lot of mediumship things have been held there, so it's beautiful energy that's at the Octagon Building. So I hope that you can join me there. I am the Sunday speaker, and then also be doing messages that day. You can find more information about that on my Facebook page, Willow Light Medium, and certainly join me there. And then Tom Rugani is my guest next week, in honor of Memorial Day, because
that's coming up.
And Tom is a registered Lilydale medium, but he's also a war veteran. And we're going to talk about how his war experiences led him to spiritualism, talking about raising vibration.
What a beautiful thing.
So I'm really excited.
Going to share with you.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be wonderful. So tune in next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m., same time. And you can find Barbara on your website, which is
barbarasanson.com.
So you can check in on what Miss Barbara is doing for the summer, and check out her website as well. Thank you so much for being on the show today. You've been a delightful guest, as usual.
Thank you. In reply, in return, I value you so much. I appreciate you.
I
love you, Willa. Thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you, Barbara.
And we appreciate all of those of you who've tuned in today and share your loving words with the world.
Yes,
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.